You've made the point about boldly propagating communism all over the place, all of the time. There's propagating communism politically, but also epistemologically and philosophically. For instance, saying, okay, we should have a discussion of positivism to more deeply understand something like identity politics, although they're not one and the same. It's also related to what you said about being interested in how people think and what people are thinking and the importance of social investigation. I know there's not a formula for how you do this, but how do you approach figuring out where you're going to carve in with the masses you're struggling with or engaging? Sometimes you have to wage a struggle over epistemology to even have a discussion of the political issue at hand, but sometimes you have political unity with people who are involved in something, and they are philosophically wed to Jeffersonian democracy and very anti-communist along with it. You have to unite politically, but you also have to engage them on the philosophy, and the more you do, it can actually help their politics. I know there's not a formula, but I want to cheat and ask, how do you do it right? How do you go about it? How do you approach it? That's my question.
Well, I think, you know, that a lot of things get posed differently with different people in their different circumstances. Sometimes the question comes up in its own right. Mm-hmm. You know, you're talking with people and they say, well, I actually don't think there is such a thing as truth. Mm-hmm. You know, then you're off to the races if you're willing to go with it, you know. And if they're willing to pursue it, you know, maybe they just want to say that and they don't want to discuss it. Well, you can't, you know, force people to discuss things with you. But sometimes, okay, there you go. Other times, you know, it comes up incidentally to what you're talking about or engaging over. And to take it there then would really get away from what you need to be doing, because there is necessity here in the world politically too, right? But you might just say to people, well, look, you know, that's a really important question. It would be really good to talk about that. Why don't we get together over a cup of coffee and, you know, sometime soon and talk about that? You know, I mean, there are different ways it comes up and different ways you can seize on the opening. Sometimes, you know, boom, let's do it right now. Sometimes it's not good to do it right then. You have to weigh, you know, the relative importance of what it is that, you know, what are these different things that are in contradiction to each other, because they are. Discussing a political question is in contradiction to discussing an epistemological question, even when they're interconnected. You can't, you know, you have to focus on one or the other, and you have a limited amount of time with people, or no matter what the limit is. Maybe it's a half an hour, maybe it's 10 minutes, maybe it's 4 hours, but you can't do everything. So you have to kind of make an assessment in relation to our sort of strategic objectives, you know, again, universal in particular, okay? What's a strategic objective on one level might be making certain things happen which urgently need to happen with World Can't Wait. So that's on a certain level, in a certain context, that's what you're relating to people around. That's the universal relatively. Because then there's another level of the integration of matter, if you will, which is another higher universal of our strategic objectives into which World Can't Wait fits. So, you know, proceeding from the correct handling of those different levels, you know, okay, what is it that you need to be focusing on with a person at a given time? That's partly your will, if you will, and partly theirs. I mean, if you're doing this right, they should have a voice also about what you're talking about. Otherwise, it's not going to be very successful, you know. So, you know, there's necessity for you there too. And you have to, you know, you have to be good at determining, you know, even as you're going along, you know, then you can step back and sum it up later and discuss it with others and figure out how to do better and what you did right and what to build on, what you didn't do so well and what to, you know, work to overcome or whatever. But, you know, you have to make a decision, okay, as best you can, all right, in relation to these different levels of strategic objectives, what's important to get into with this person now? And that's why there is no formula. But ultimately, you have to be coming from the largest strategic viewpoint in your overall relationship with people, individuals and groups of people. You have to be coming from the largest one and then evaluating things over time in your relationship. Hopefully you're building relationships with people. So you know, some of them are more ongoing, some of them are more periodic. But hopefully you're building relationships that you go back and talk to them. And then in the overall sense, you have to be proceeding from the largest perspective, from the mountaintop, from the strategic objectives, and then figuring out, you know, okay, in an overall sense, what do I need to be getting into with this person? What do I need to be finding out about what they're doing and how they're thinking? What do I need to engage and struggle with them over? And then, you know, you keep learning and doing and learning and, you know, through a back and forth process and wrangling collectively with others, you know, and in the collective relationship and structures and framework, figuring out these things better. But, you know, a lot of times you can just jump right into it when it comes up, and sometimes you can't. Either because they don't want to, or because it really would be taking you away from where you need to go right then, viewed from the standpoint of bigger things. But then you should try to come back to it, and even, you know, like I said, just say, well, why don't we? Wow, that's a really, you know, that's a really exciting question. Let's talk about that sometime. Let's have coffee next Thursday. Let's, you know, or whatever. You know, let's, you know, go to Central Park and walk around and talk about it. Whatever the form is, doesn't matter so much. So I think that's the way you have to approach that. But, you know, in an overall sense, you want to get into all this with people. And, you know, that's their, we can't be put off by their anti-communism. I mean, you know, it's just, it's infuriating. Because, you know, it is so, you know, fatuous most of the time. You know, it's just sort of empty-headed and downright stupid a lot of times. I mean, you want to say, at least I expect you to come with some better shit than that. Come on now. But a lot of it, you know, some of it's more worked out and sophisticated, but a lot of times it's not. You know, people have just sort of, they've just sort of drunk this in. You know, they've breathed it in with the atmosphere these days. Hitler, Mao, you know, da-da-da-da-da. You know, and you have to, and it's hard, you know, because what you're dealing with, here's the problem there, is the phenomenon that Lenin talked about. You know, he said it takes 10 pages of truth to answer one sentence of opportunism. And that's a very true phenomenon, a very real phenomenon. So you have to get good at how to, you know, reduce those 10 pages down, you know, and kind of cut to the quick with people. I mean, and then go back and forth with them. So I think that's, you know, those are some of the, there isn't any gimmick. There's no way to cheat. You have to apply the methodology.